Here we're holding Daf Chof Vov Amar Aleph on top. Again, the Mother Moor says, what Sando the Tanan Yenatat Agabe Bechoris Lamai Hilchasa. That we learned that if an Isha has a miscarriage, gives birth to a sandal, so Shalu is at the first, if it's a Bechor, or the next one's called the Bechor, so Lamai Hilchasa, what's the difference? The question is again, with every sandal, there's a Vlad also. So why do I care to say what the second one's not a Bechor? Because of the sandal, even if the sandal is not called the Leder, but still, the Vlad comes out with the sandal, so it's called a later because of the Vlad, like there's a twin with the sandal. Again, the sandal, this is this miscarriage, the fetus that has his face like punched in. So since we hold it with every sandal, there's also another Vlad also. So the Mahirchus of Bichus Becheris. Like the Havim Minyus, we're talking about the Geto Bechor, the next one that's born a year later. So Gemara says no. Levo Achra, we're talking about right now that first the sandal came out, and then the Vlad came out, the twin came out with it. So now, if Kaminer is this twin, the second one called the Bechor or not? And the Locher is Bechor and Achla. Yes, it is considered a Bechor to take Yerusha Pishnayim, because the first one, the thunder that came out, that's not something that the father cries about when he dies, is not called Liber Dovolov. Therefore, Vilchus Nachla, he's not called the Bechor. However, but the second one, the Vlad that comes out with it, that's called the Bechor Nachla, but V'yein Bechor L'Kain, but the second one that comes out is not considered a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, because Pidyon HaBen is totally in Peter Rechem, the first one coming out of the mother's stomach. So if, since the mice of the Sandal came out first, that should have been the din of Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, and since it died, so no Shpata from Pidyon HaBen. Sandal the Gemara is Sandal the Tanan Gabi Krisis. That we learned before, if a Nisha has a miscarriage and the Sandal comes out, that she's Chayiv a Korban or not. Was Machlek is there, whether it's called, is it called the lady or not, to Mechayiv or a Korban. So the question is again, the Mainav Kamino, should I believe to bring a Korban anywhere because of the other Vlad that comes out with it? So the Gemara says, Lemai Hirchaso. So the Gemara says, Shem Teilet Vlad Derech Doifen. The sandal derech rechem, the maisti korban as sandal. Now, if kamina is, let's say the vlad comes out through a Caesarean, and that halacha in the through a Caesarean that the tanakama she's potter from a korban, and then the son comes the sandal that this kid that comes out with the head squashed in, that comes out derech rechem. So as the chiddush that she's chayiv a korban is called a leida, and ishi a leida has to bring a korban. So more still is no, but the Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon Shita, the yom that he holds and says, Yotze Derech Doifen Vlad Malyu, that a Yotze Derech Doifen is called a good Vlad. So Michael, what can you say then? So according to him, she's Chayiv a Korban Vanda because of the Vlad, so what do you have to come onto the sandal for? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yimriya, Shim Teled Vlad Be Yotze Vritz Kechovim. Let's say first the Vlad came out when she was still a Goya, so at that time she's Potter from the Korban. And then she was Mizgayer, and then the sandal Yachash Mizgayer. And then she gave birth to the sandal, that kid with the feet, so that the face is punched in, that came out after she was a Jew, after she was Mizgayer. And therefore the Chiddush is, the Maisi Korban a sandal, that she has to bring a Korban because of the sandal. Now the Gemara says, Amru Rabbonin came to Rav Popo. The boy said, I was a lock in front of Rav Popo. Is it true that we hold from these halachas altogether about the halacha, the sandal? Avotani, we learn like this. Kishen yoitzin and yoitzin ele kruchin. That when the sandal comes out with its mate, with its twin, they come out mamish, tied together like hugging one another. So how many is right now, they have to come out with asachas also. Rashi's kruchim, devukim zeh bezeh, like attached one to another. So how could it be? You say now by a ger that the vlad came out first and then the sandal came out later. We learned though that by a sandal they come out together, the kruchim zeh bezeh. So my answer is, Amra Parapapa says, if so, Shema Mina, from our Gemara, I understand what's Peshah in that Gemara that says they come out kruchim. Shema Mina, Michra Korach Lei, Vlad Lestandal Al Palgei. Not the Peshah that Mamish like attached to one another, they come out Mamish together. It just means that Michra Korach Vlad Lestandal Al Palgei. Means to say that like the sandal is right in the middle of it, and Rashi says it means that Shaha Vlad Tochov Kenegati Burisha Sandal. Like the head of the Vlad is like stuck into the navel of the sandal. That's the way it is. So if it's possible to have different cases, that one came out before the other. Or Mashav Le Kalpe Reishen is pushing him out towards the head. Rashi Kalema. Dochvoi Vlad Beroisha Le Sandal. Kalpe Chutz. like the vlad, like its head is pushing against the sandal, pushing against the tabo, pushing against the navel of the sandal, and it pushes it outside. Therefore, it could be like this. That we had before. We want to say the case was where the sandal came out first, and then the vlad could go in shiyotso derech rishayim. They came out through the heads. The head came out first. Therefore, the sandal kodem, the sandal comes out first. His head is there first. Vinofik. And therefore, that was the shadow by Bechoros, that first the sandal came out, and then the vlad came out. So saying the lochor is the vlad has a lochor of a bechor lenachlo, but not a bechor lekayim. God decreases. That's what we want to say before by Korbin, where the opposite way, the first the vlad came out, and then after she is mizgayer, then the sandal came out. She yotze derech magalaseim, that they came out through their feet, and therefore the vlad kodem benofik, the vlad came out first. And then first came out the sandal. So that's a terence. Even though the korech, not mamish, like attached together, but just the head of one is stuck into the other one. Rav Huna bar Tachlifa, Mishmei the Rav name of Rav says like this, or the Mishmei the Rav Omri says like this, that Afilu Temer Mitzumtzum, even if you want to say no, like mamas like hugging one another, they're attached together, like the Yepech Shmaita and turn around the Shmaita Gabi Bechoris, and say like this, that Gabi Bechoris by Bechoris Shiyot Derech Maglesayim. Don't answer the way we said before by Bechoris they went out the heads first, but rather say like this, Bayuchas Bechor, where you want to say the sandal came out first, that's where they came out through their feet, and therefore vlad the yislech yusa, the vlad that has chiyus that's going to live sarach, it like holds on, it doesn't slip out so fast, vlenofik, but sandal the less pech yusa, sandal that's dead there, so then for sarach vlenofik just slips out, so therefore they come out their feet, so the sandal slips out first, so that's the case of Bechorim, that first the sandal came out, and then came out the vlad, so the chiddush was, he's considered a Bechor lenachlo, not a Bechor lekayim. God decreases, the mother is chay the korban or not, where she was a geyaris, so there is sheyotze derech rishayim, where the heads came out first. Since they're attached, like both heads come out at the same time. But the chiddush is like this. Vlad is pech yusa, a vlad that's going to live. So then the locher is midanofik reish, as soon as his head goes out. Heavy lady, that's considered a good lady. And therefore, it's good like she gave birth to the vlad when she was still a goya. And then she went to the mikvah, then she was mizgayer. Sandal, the sandal first came out. That sandal was first called lady on the nofik rubik, to robe of the body comes out. Because since the sandal is the mace, is not going to live, it doesn't have the chshivas of just its head. Therefore, when is it called the lady? It's called leda, the nofik ra, the nofik rubay. So if in between, from the time that the head of the vlad came out, until the rave of the body of the sandal came out, that's when the mother was mizgaya. So therefore, it could be real, they're attached together like, they're hugging one another, but still you could have one come out before the other. The other mystery says like this, Shilya babayis. Let's say each Adam is carried to show you the placenta came out, and it's in the house. So locher is abayis tamei. That lock of tumas mace we consider as if there's a mace in the house, and everything in the house is tamei. Now loisha shilya vlad. Not that the placenta itself is the vlad, el rather it's a proof just because we say shen shilya b'lev vlad. It's not possible the placenta came out and there was no vlad. To have assured the vlad came out with the shilya, and it could be it was nimuach inside the shilya, but our koponim there was a mace when he came out with the vlad. Therefore, there's a tumas hamace here. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon Omer nimuach vlad at shloyot. It's possible to say that maybe the vlad like melted down inside the shilya before it came out, and like Rashi says, then the pshat is bottle broiv with the rest of the dam haleda. And therefore, there's no tumas emes. Rabbi Shimon holds, if you just see the shilya coming out now, there's no proof to say it's a mace there. Therefore, the house is still tahor. Now the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan, learn this. Learn from the Braisa. Shilya tchilasa daimel achut shel orif. The shilya, this placenta, as far as being formed inside the body, so tchilasa, the beginning of it, is daimel achut, like a thread shel orif of going across. That's the thicker thread." The sefer at the end, after it forms more, then doimek a turmis. It looks like a turmis, that's like a big fruit. Rashi says, the sefer, kishyaleches for raveches, when it gets wider, heavy rocha becomes more like a turmis. V'chalula, it's hollow, the Gemara says, V'chalula kechatzoitzvus, it's hollow like a trumpet. Now, v'yein shulya p'chusa mitefach. There's no shulya, the shulya is not less than a tefach. In other words, Mustafa means, when do we have the dim of the mishter, the shulya comes out, and we say there was a vlad in it, that's only if the shulya is at least the size of a tefach. Less than that, we don't consider it to be a vlad yet. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer shulya doyma lekurkevin shosanagolim. Shulya is doyma to the crop of a hen, shehadakin yetzimemeno, that the intestines come out from it. That's the size, that's the way a shulya looks. That's the size of a shulya. Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Oishia Ziri, he was the younger one, the minchavra b'schaverim, of the chabura like. So Rabbi Oishia was the younger one of his chabura. Said like this. Chamisha shiurim tefach. There are five different halachas that the shear of them is the shear of a tefach. V'yeluhein, these are the five things. Shilya, we just said before, the shilya, the size of a shilya to say when it comes out of the mother that there's a vlad with it, it has to be the size of a tefach. Shofar, we'll soon see the shear of a shofar, how long it has to be, is at least a tefach long. Shedra, the shedra, that's the backbone like of the luluf, how tall does the shedra itself have to be of the luluf? Daifin, a wall of a sukkah. Daifin sukkah, the wall of a sukkah. The Ezev, who are then the high stops that you use to dip in to matar the mitzvah, the Ezev, also has to be at least a tefach long. Now we'll explain these five halachas. Show you then the placenta or the amon, like we just said, that when the placenta comes out of the mother, we say for sure there was a tumas leida, and there's tumas hanesia, because we say in the show you was a vlad, that's only if the show you is the size of a tefach at least. Now, shofar, what's the name of a shofar? The tiny would learn like this. Kama yehe shir shofar. How long does a shofar have to be yotza with? So, Pirish Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel explained this like this. Kadeshi yachzenu biyodu. It has to be that you grab a hold of it in your hands with your four fingers. The urine is still some left sticking out. The urine lakan. You can see a little bit sticking out on top and on bottom, and that shear is a tefach. Because really a tefach is four thumbs. It's etzpa begoidum. It's the width of four thumbs. So when you use only your four fingers, they're not as wide as four thumbs. So therefore, when you grab a hold of the shofar, it's not enough just that shear, but it has to be a little bit more on top and on bottom. So together, that's the shear of a tefach. Then the shofar is kosher. Shedra, what's the loch of the shedra? Mai, what's this halacha? The yomer of panach, omer of yechnon, shedra shalulav. Look at this backbone like the shedra of the lulav. Meaning to say, when it's still in one piece, before the leaves come to stick out the branch off on top, if the shedra itself, sharach shia yaitzim and hadas, has to be taller than the adasim you have attached to your luluf. Tefach, it has to be above the adasim, another tefach. That's how long the shedra has to be. And then above that, of course, is where the olam, the leaves, starts to branch off. Before the leaves branch off, you have to have a tefach above where the adasim end. Now, doifin sukkah, we have the loch of a sukkah. The tiny will learn like this. Shtayim kilchosim, you have to have at least two walls, the right side, which is at least 7 tefachim. Shlish is the third wall, afil tefach, even though it's only long a tefach. It's also kosher for a sukkah, that's the loch of Moshe Mesinai, that the third wall of a sukkah is kosher even a tefach. So that's one of these five shurim, a tefach by sukkah. Ezev, what's the loch of Ezev? The tani Rebbe Chia, learn like this. Ezev tefach, how long does Ezev, this high steps have to be that used for tefillah of mitzvah? So it has to be the size of a tefach. Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, that Dorish Shilya Ish Kfar Tamrosa, that this person Shilya Dashan, he's a man of the city, this Kfar of Tamrosa, that Tlosa Masnisa, out of these halachas here, of the five halachas of a tefach, three of them are from Mishnayisin, Vetarati Shmaita Torah. Two of them are over from a Shmaita, means from an Amoroyim, from a Gemara. Shachira Tefach, that these five halachas of a Tefach. So, we ask the question, Tarati, are there really two halachas of Shmaita of Gemaris, of Amoroyim? Chodi, we only have over one just. Only the loch of a Shedra that Yav Yechon said, oh, but that was the only Amora. But the other ones, Bechor, were all Masnissim, were all Bredor Tanoim. So where do you have two of them to be from an Amora? So Mora says, Omer Abaye, Abaye answers like this and says, Eima, said like this rather, don't say that the Toni Rebbe Chia, but rather Omer Rebbe Chia said, So Rashi says like this, that really Rabbi Chiyo, he was in the lifetime of the last Tanoim, and also from the beginning Amoroyim. So it depends how Rabbi Chiyo says something. If he says the Tony Rabbi Chiyo, that's from like a Brisa from a Mishnah. But if he says Omer Rabbi Chiyo, that's his own member, that's like a Shemaita Torah, that's like an Amoroyim, because he was one of the first Amoroyim to be. Ezov, the Omer Rabbi Chiyo, Ezov Tefach, that the Shir Ben Ezov is the Tefach. Now the most question with Suleka, the no more shurim, to have a lock of a tefach, which is the width again of four thumbs, with, let's say it's like 4 inches. So, v'ika we have like this. For the more v'ika there are more, there's a lock of tefach al tefach, al roim tefach, meruba. If you have a square, that left a piece of wood, wherever it is, that's a tefach by tefach, 4 inches by 4 inches, our room is the height of 4 inches off the ground. So lochri, this already could be a mechitza, or else it could be a gag, could be like an oil. So lochri is maybe a satumah. Let's say this piece is on top of part of a mace, and the other end of it is a kli. So it has loch like an oil, like a tent on top, that brings the tumah down to the kli. And also the chaitis of nea tumah, if you put it sideways, it could stop the tumah from going across. That's the size already of a mechitza. So the chri sees loch of a tefach by a square tefach. And also has to be a tefach off the ground. It's more stuff like this. I'll tell you, tefach, kamin, we're only talking about a tefach. But tefach, a tefach like kamin, to have a shear of a square tefach by a tefach, that we're not talking about. You want to have a loch of five halachas here of just a tefach by itself. It's more still this. I've leaked there's another halacha. A loch like this. Even hayoytze min atano. A stone that comes out from a tano. If you have this tano, this oven, it's a kli cheris. So it's mekabel tumah. So locher is tefach. If it sticks out a tefach from the tanur, it's still called part of the tefach. That's like the handle of the tanur, and it has tumah, or else it give off tumah. Or minakira, shalosh etzpois. If you have something sticking out from a kira, that's a place you only put down one pot on top of. A tanur is a little bit wider, usually put two pots there. A kira is a little bit narrower, you only put one pot there. So here the handle can only be sticking out shalosh etzpois, three etzpois. Chibur, that's called the chibur, is called attached, and we don't say like it's aiming to be chopped off to say that it should not be meitzi tumah. In other words, let's say the tanner itself is tamei, and something else touches now this evan that's sticking out from it, it gives off tumah. So you see, there's a shear of a tefach that will be longer than a tefach, and then we say it's aiming to be chopped off, it's not called part of the kli, it's not a chibur to the tanner. So Moran says, no, the reason why we don't bring down this shear of a tefach is because ki kamrin and run, do I talk about a shear of a tefach? Heichad de botzim, mi tefach lechozi. We are less than this shear, less than a tefach, it's not fit. It has to be a tefach or more. Like by a shayfer or by a lulav, if it's less than a tefach, it's fossil. Avalocha, but over here, this shear of this handle that's sticking out, koshkan de botzim, mi tefach, iya tanaru. Here's the opposite. That the smaller it is, for sure it's part of the tanner, for sure it'll stay there, you're not going to chop it off, for sure it'll be part of the tanner, that it would be moitzi tumah. The chiddush is that even though it's longer tefach, still it's attached, it'll stay attached, but once it's longer than the tefach, it's going to come off. But left is no chiddush, therefore it's not included in the loch, it's up at tefach. So still ask, Ivo Iko, tanuri bonus. Is a loch of a small tanner that kids make. Rashi says, Narwas Kitana Saisim Tanurim, that's right. To make a small tanner to play with, and that's also called a kli. And that's the size of a tefach, Tanuri Benoist Tefach. The tanner run like this. Tanner, what's the size of a tanner to Makabal Tumma, this oven to Makabal Tumma? So it's Chilosa Yabor, it has to begin at least be 4 tefachim wide, that's the smallest size of a tanner. And Rashi says, Tanner Ben Dalit Tefachim, the Kabbal Tumah in Nigma Malachtiv, it's finished making, that's the final product, so as long as it's 4 Tefachim wide, that's called the Tanner and Oven to the Kabbal Tumah. The Shirov, let's say it's a bigger one, and it breaks, so Lachar is Dalit also, they have to have at least a piece of Dalit Tefachim wide being left over to the Kabbal Tumah. The Rashi says, Shirov Dalit means, Nitma Tanah Godla, Di Tanah became Tomei, Vishavra and it broke, Vinishdaira Dalit Tefachim, Sadayin Tomei, it's still left over, Dalit Tefachim is still Tomei. These are Rabbi Meir.
The Chachamim Nechom say no, that the Medav HaMamumim was the, said that you have to have the size of Fuorim, the Godel, only at the beginning you had a big tanner. Then it's the Shear of Fuorim. Avol Bekotem, when you start out making a small tanner, Chilosa Kol Shum, no matter how small it is, we'll see what that means. Mishatik Mamalachta, it's called the Tchataner. The Shira Barubai, and then once it was a little bit bigger, when it breaks, as long as the rib of it is still left over, that's called the Kli. Now it says the Kama Kol Shu. What's considered a Kol Shu? What does it mean, a small tanner that's still called the Kli to Mekabel Tumah? Some Rabbi Yanni says Tefach. It means the size of a Tefach. It doesn't mean really a Kol Shu, no matter how small it is, even an inch. It has to be at least 4 inches wide. Why? Shekeinois and Tanuri Benois Tefach. Because small kids make a tanner the size of a Tefach to play with. So the kids that we see, according to Chacham at least, there's a shear of a tefach for tana to mekabel tumah. So Mara says the answer why we don't bring down this shear is because the plukta like kumari. We're not talking about a plukta here at the machlekes. Rabbi Meir holds no, there's no shear of a tefach. The smallest shear of dalat tefachim. It's only the Chacham that say a tefach. So if we don't bring down something that's totally in the machlekes. So Mara says it's so hush to the yasloch once you're coming onto this teretz. Again, hashto the asis lohi is so hanami plukti. There's also machlokes. The Tani says in the sefer that Amr of Yuda lo yomru tefach elam and a tanner lekaisel. I'll give you another answer. Why doesn't say a tanner? Why we have before the handle of a tanner the size of a tefach, and that's still called the handle from Kabbal Tumah. So we answered one answer before, because less than a tefach for sure is good. Now I can give you another answer. We don't say that aloch. That aloch is also machlokes. It's also not according to everybody. Because we learned over there that Tony says in the Sefer that Om Rabbi Yudah says, Le Yomru Tefach, when do we say that the size of the Tefach, Elam and Atanar Ulukaisel? Only if the Tanar is in between you and the wall. And then we say more than a Tefach, you want to knock it off, you won't stay there. Therefore, it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's not Moitzi Tumah. But if it's not near the wall in Echnami, then Rabbi Yudah holds that no matter how long it would be, it's still called the Kli, it's still called the Yad. Therefore, since the machlokes over there, it's not brought down. We don't bring down one of the five halachas here. We have five halachas that's not a machlokes. Rashi says it's only where it's near the kaisel. So you want to go by there, therefore if it's longer than a tefach, you'll knock it off. But if it's outside, sticking towards the house, then it doesn't bother you how long it is, then you will not knock it off. So more still is, I have uike masgeris. There's a lock of a tefach, the masgeris around the shulchan. It goes machlokes, but it goes upwards and downwards around the shulchan. But the tefach. So Mora says, "Be'achsivim lo kamari." That the pasuk says. The pasuk says that the shear mafurish in the Torah that we're not talking about. We're talking about things that does not say clearly in the Torah. So Mora says, "I believe kaparis." The kaparis also was thick or tefach. So Mora says the kaparis that's on top of the oren, the covering of the oren. So Mora says, "Be'kotchim lo kamari." We're not talking about kotchim. That's lock and kotchim. We're not talking about kotchim over here. The Mora still live. We iko Dayo lekurish yiroch b'tefach. There's a Gemara in Erevin that says that there's a locha by a movui. As we have, let's say, a street. So if it's closed on three sides, just the fourth side is open. The Rabbanan gave a kula. It's enough to be matzah to carry there on Shabbos for the fourth wall. Just put a kura. Just put a beam going straight across on top. And that beam has to be wide a tefach. It says dayo lekurish yiroch b'tefach. It's a wide a tefach. It's enough. So the answer that's from the Rabbanan. Lake Yamari. We're not talking about the Rabbanans. Eller rather, we're talking about here this klal of five tefachs of the ksivim. Something that says midiraisa, just like Mepharshu Shariah, who doesn't say clearly in the Torah with the shear of it. Therefore, we have to have a pirish that's discredited these five cases. But what's only midirabonin, we're not talking about, only what's midiraisa. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Maaso, Kai Midirab Kani, sat out in front of Rav Kano, the Yosef there was sitting with Kormi, said over like this, so Kormi that, Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav. Rav Yudah Omer Rav said that Kol Shloisha Yom Rishonim, the first 3 days after Nisha, like his birth, is telling us Hashil Yom of Vlad. We're told to say that the sugar that comes out came out 3 days later, that it was from the first Vlad that came out. But Mikan V'Yelech, if the Shilya comes out after 3 days after the birth, then we say Choshashin L'Vlad Ach, maybe there was a second Vlad. She gave birth to one, and maybe there was a second Vlad also. Then we'll chesh it for a second vlad. Rashi says, Kol gimu yom grein yotza vlad chila. First a kid she gave birth, and then b'shul yachrov, the placenta comes out later. So if the placenta comes out within 3 days of the birth, we say to say, Tolu Nashu Yeboi, that this placenta is from that baby that came out 3 days ago. And we in Chosha were not afraid Liyacha to say there was another Vlad. The Terechaz Manazin, in the middle of these 3 days, are Suya Shulisakiv. Acher Vlad is very possible the Shulyer stays over in the body 3 days yet after the Leda. Shaisimimimenu, but Tvei Loi, but the Shulyer will not stay in the body 3 days after the birth. Vim Ze Zohar. Let's say what she gave birth first was a Zohar. Sedentation was Zohar Bavad. She only has to sit just for a Zohar. We don't, not afraid to say, this Shulyer was another one. That this Shulyer was Nachers from a different kid, Hoysa. Im Vlad Zev and Imuach. And maybe the kid got melted down in the Shulyer. If a Shulyer Zu, the Vlad Akari, the Derech Shulyer, Lashoya Sacha Vlad, Gimel Yamin. That's the Chiddush. If the Shulyer comes out within the 3 days of the first birth, we don't say it's another kid, but rather that's only the first one. And therefore, she only has to sit Yimei Tuma for that first later. But what's going to be if the Shulyer comes out after 3 days of the first birth? Then we say, Mikan Ve'lech Choshishin Levladach, we're afraid maybe there was another Vlad. Rashi says, Mikan Ve'lech Choshishin, that Shem Vladach Hoy Yimei, maybe there was another Vlad. When it came to you. So even though the first Vlad that came out was a Zochom, you have to be afraid maybe by the second birth it was an Akeva. And therefore, the Tesh should be made Tumah than Akeva. You have to sit now the 14 days of Tumah and Akeva. Vinami have you hired, even you want to say the first one was Akeva. Hakati still did a Sophic now, the Shuya, the Minyoni made Toya Lechumra. Shim Tira Liyoim Peyalav. Let's say she sees the 81st day, Livlad from the first Vlad. Uposko ad yom shmini, she stops seeing until the 8th day brusa. So we don't say siddur shmeros yom kineged yom, because usually that's the locha. After the 80 days passed by from an akevam, then she starts over regular period. So she sees then once at the first time she's tamenida for 7 days. Then the 8th day she sees as shmeros yom kineged yom. So here we have to be afraid. Maybe the second one was another later. That should be chesheshe, that's not called Yom Keneged Yom, but rather still, B'toch Yimei Nidus. That's the chiluk, whether the Shulya comes 3 days later, or whether it comes during the first 3 days. That's what's said over the name of Rav. Now the Gemara says, O Malay, she said back to him, O mi Yom Rav Och, is it true that Rav really said this way? I have Omar Rav, Rav said no, Rav said, Eina Vlad Misakev, Achachavere Klum. Like if there were twins there too to come out, so the second kid does not wait to come out after the first one, that they'll come out together. See, even though here the Shulyer came more than 3 days later, what do you want to say? Maybe it was another Vlad, so the two Vlads like were there together, they would have come out together. So Rav says, we don't say one comes out later than the other one. Shishtik, he kept quiet, he didn't have an answer. Omelis, he said back to him, maybe the answer is like this. Dilma maybe kan benefol. Can't be ben kayomo. There's a difference between an nephil and a ben kayomo. So Rashi says that ben nephil, if the first one was a nephil, then it'll be misaka. Then the second one could come out later, more than 3 days later. But if the first one was a ben kayomo, then not. Then it comes out. They both come out together. So oh, can't be nephil, can't be ben kayomo. Omule said back to him, Ato mato lishmaitate the Rav. You're saying over this halacha adapted like Rashi said, but to me, Kleima, at also the Frushim Yedoch, you're coming to answer Rav yourself, you should know, the favor Shomar Rav Hoki, Rav told me this clearly. Like you're saying a good pshat, but like if say you're saying it yourself, you should know, I heard this over the name of Rav himself, that the favorish Omar Rav Hoki, that what? Hepilu Nefil, the Nishad and miscarriage Nefil, the kid that does not live comes out first. V'yachakach, then later, Hepila Shulya, then she came out, the Shulya came out the placenta. So here the halacha is, that Kol Shloshi Yomim, if the Shulya comes out within the first 3 days of the Nefil, Tolunes HaShulya V'Vlad. We said that what the Shulya was from that first Nefil, and we don't say there's another Vlad involved. But Mikan V'yemach, if the Shulya comes out more than 3 days later, then Choshen L'Vlad Achar, then we're afraid to say that there was another Vlad. But that's only because first she was Mapal and Nefil. But what's going to be Yolda? First she gave birth to a healthy child. V'yachakach Epilu Shulya, then later. It could be a few days later even the placenta comes out. See, Rav says clearly, Afilu Mikan V'yad Asor Yom, even though the placenta first comes out now, or 10 days later, still a cheshen levad acher. We don't say there was another kid involved, but rather pshita that it's only from the first leida. So that's a terror to the steven rav. If she gave birth to a ben kayoma, then we say that no matter how much later the placenta comes out, it's only from that vlad. But if what first came out was an eifel, then it depends. If the placenta came out within the first 3 days, it's only from that one. But if it comes out later, then we say there's a chash, there was another vlad involved. Now the Gemara says, Shmuel, the Talmidim, the Rav, and Rav Talmidim, for Rav Yudah and Rav Yudah, have the yasra, they were sitting down. Is Cholov Yozel, an imitator passed by, Rabbi Yosef Bred Raman Bernashio Midvil. Liapayo, he passed by in front of him. Is Liapayo, is Boli Vyosi? He passed by very fast in front of them. Rashi says, Boli Vyosi Minshoi Mimayor Lovoy, he was going very fast. Midvil Sheimokum. So he passed by very fast. Is Omo, that's like this. Asilon Gavra, a person is coming by, the Minilei Begil the Chitza. We could ask him a lot of questions. Rashi says, Klema, Bishel's Mutos are the small questions. You could ask him, O Mirmi, O Matri, and it could be Matrim. Rashi says, Mirmi Matri, Klema, like Shoysalit, Choysoy, Shlo Yod Losha. We could just ask him, push him away like with small questions, like he does not answer. Like he can't answer good questions. So the happen was, Ad Hochel Mitami came, Omalei Shmuel, Shmuel said to him, Ma Yomar Rav Bishuyu, what did you hear that Rav Hazel has said a lot about a shuyu, about a placenta? Omalei said back to Hochel, this is what Rav said, and he told us a shuyu yellow, but Dover Shakayama. We only say a placenta comes out that it came out from a Ben Kayama. Meaning to say that if the Vlad that was born was a healthy boy, healthy baby, then when the placenta comes out later, we say that the placenta was from this one. But let's say first what came out was an eifel, not a healthy one, and then the placenta came out, then we have to be choshes that placenta is from a new kid, from a ben kayoma. So Mor says now, Shalin and Shmuel, achol tamid of the Rav, Shmuel is all tamid of Rav, v'yamrulei hochi, v'yamrulei hochi, they said yes, Rav said this halacha. Says so, Hoda Chazal of Yudah Bishus. Says a Shmuel looked at Rav Yudah displeased. In other words, how come you didn't tell me over this halacha and Rav earlier? The Rashi says the Shoma, like you see now that you knew this halacha, Lo Yomer Naleh, you didn't tell me over. So Shmuel was a little bit displeased with Rav Yudah. Now the Gemara says, Boy Menei Rav Yosi Ben Shoyel Merebi Hamapelis Dumus Oira Veshul Yemal. Some man has a miscarriage of a raven and a shulya. Omalei ain't told him, Elevadova Shesh Beminoi, meaning we only told you with an Adam or a Behema and not with an Erev. But Shura Bomal, let's say the placenta is tied around the Erev. Omalei, Dova Shesh Shalti, ask me a question that never comes about. Eisem, I tell him, Behema Chayev Yefesh, we'll stop there, continue on the next day.